The 12th Ward lies in the inner city of Salt Lake. Bishop David Heslington says his congregation is a diverse mix of retired citizens, middle-aged professionals, young families, and a lot of people struggling with addiction.
Salt Lake City is the addiction recovery central for the state of Utah, so a lot of folks are coming into the central city to find the services that are provided. So it's an ongoing challenge and struggle, and if you're not working full-time, there are some real challenges in getting health care.
Bishop Heslington estimates that one in five of his congregants fall into what's known as a coverage gap, where they don't qualify for Medicaid in Utah, but they don't make enough money to qualify for tax subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. He says many of his congregants have exhausted the social services available and come to him desperate for help.
If they live within the boundaries of a congregation, a bishop is charged with helping members and non-members after they do all they can on their own, going to families first, friends. But if there's no resources like that available on a case-by-case basis, we try to help them.
Heslington says there are times when he helps people with medical bills, but there are limits to what the church can do.
There are people that, not that we don't want to help, but we can't find the resources to help them. And much of it has to do with getting insurance for the services that are needed.
That's where congregant Sam Vetter comes in.
Full name is Samuel Nephi Vetter. I just go by Sam Vetter.
Heslington has called on Vetter to serve as an unofficial health navigator for the ward, guiding people through the Affordable Care Act and new opportunities they may have for insurance. Vetter is not only a professional insurance broker, but also has relevant personal experience. He was laid off about 4 years ago and couldn't get insurance due to his wife's pre-existing conditions. Because of her asthma and severe allergies, Vetter and his wife were paying out of pocket for emergency room visits every couple of months. But last fall, he was able to purchase insurance in the marketplace established by the federal health care law. Now, he says, he wants to help other people in his ward.
The ability that we have to manage our financial situation, Heather, my wife's conditions, is so different and such a better position that anything I could do to help other people achieve that in their lives, I would happily volunteer to connect these people to these resources, to help educate them, to essentially be whatever they need as a fellow congregant. It's just something that I want to do because these are people I see as my brothers and sisters.
Vetter says in the past couple of months he's tried to help about 24 people, but he says he's only been able to connect 5 or 6 to insurance. He was surprised how many fell below the poverty line, couldn't qualify for any subsidies, and couldn't afford the premiums.
The number of people affected was beyond what I expected. And that might be just because the view I get with the community I live in, I see it maybe a disproportionately large number. But knowing that for so many people they are so close, but due to some almost arbitrary guideline and income, they're cut off. They're not allowed to get that same benefit has been frustrating.
But it's not just people in the coverage gap who have failed to get insurance. There are some who don't seem to really want it. Vetter says in the last week before the federal deadline, he's been pushing hard to get people signed up.
Each day, we've had an open meeting set up, and me and another person have been sitting there waiting for these last 5 or 6 people. We're really hoping to help who've said they want the help, but actions speak louder than words, and they're not ever showing up.
So you can only help people as much as they want to be helped.
I honestly, and I hate to say it, I do think that knowing they have the safety net there is the demotivator.
So you're saying if they didn't know they could fall back on the church, they would be getting that insurance?
Yes.
But Vetter says the church's resources are not endless, and it's no substitute for insurance.
Anyone who's been to the emergency room or been to just a normal doctor and seen the difference in final costs that come out of pocket can see the huge difference there. Yes, the insurance company, somebody does have to pay for that, but you have an insurance company whose sole reason for existence is to look at those risks and weigh them so that they can still manage to make a profit, whereas the church, it doesn't do that. It's going to eat that entire cost if you abuse it that way.
Vetter has been an advocate for expanding Medicaid or some alternative which would help those in the coverage gap. Bishop Heslington stops short of taking a political stand, but he does say his congregants are in need of a solution.
I think we're starting to see legislators who are getting a clue about this large underserved population, that yes, there are people that need help, can't afford it, can't find it, and we see that they're trying to do something, and we support those efforts to help people out that need help.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints doesn't take an official position on what Bishop Heslington is doing in his ward. In a statement, church spokesman Cody Craner said, quote, "While local leaders work to help meet the temporal and spiritual needs of members, the church has no coordinated effort to assist members in signing up for health insurance coverage," end quote. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.